March 15th, 2019. How to find a zebra. At the Grauer School, we devised and continually refine a mastery learning policy, one of the most valuable student experiences, and one of the hardest for any school to implement. Our students set their own levels for achievement. You want to be on the honor roll? Let's hear what you believe to be honorable. You set the level. It is research-based and transformational if implemented as intended. If students overestimate or underestimate their skills, quietly they learn that. They may need to work harder or else shift their priorities. I love that. All the while they're developing an accurate self-concept and clear aspirations. The problem comes when someone, usually a parent, tells a student what their expectations should be. "You should set your mastery learning level to 90, Jimmy. You're smart," I heard a mom say, as if the reason Jimmy should strive for a 90 is because his mother thinks he should. No question, should is the enemy. Sometimes it seems parents will do almost anything to assure the high performance or success of their child, as if education were an end product, a purchase. We're lost, and at last it is irrefutable. That's the good news. Good news, since admitting how lost we are is our only chance to find a way. The predetermined goals some families, students, and teachers make for themselves are my enemy. I declared war on this obsession for predetermined goals 28 years ago. The school is founded on that principle, and I'm not winning the war, as anyone could see this week when the scandal busted out. I'm trying to contain my rage. The college admissions scandal, in which 50 people have been indicted for scheming and lying to get the children of wealthy parents into top schools, is more than cocktail chatter. There are parents so crazed that their kids get into the right colleges that they would pay any amount of money to get them in fraudulently. These are parents so controlling and pathetic they would Photoshop their children's faces onto the bodies of outstanding young athletes. Here, it will be easy to misunderstand the source of my rage. I'm not enraged, much less surprised, that egotistical parents and university officials are frauds. That's not the problem. The problem is that our entire education system is a scam, a process of replacing a legitimate coming of age with sets of predetermined other people's goals that our children are duped into holding as a personal gold standard. That's not education, though it might be winning. Educators and parents are prescribing an end product for our kids. It is called college rank, and it is destroying the process of discovery. Parents and educators are insisting that their own kids should make their own way. That is, so long as your way is ranked enough to hold up at cocktail parties, and so long as their own way is not a year touring with the band, or enrolling in a sustainable farming program, or a community college, or some weird calling that does not play well to our egos. Warning, I once counseled a student looking for what to do next with his life, to be a poet in the gutter. The parents were not amused. Last weekend, at the 14th Annual Brain Injury Rehabilitation Conference in San Diego, in the Thomas Chippendale Memorial Lecture, I learned how, with catastrophic illness or injury, terrible as it is, people develop new agency. Profound transformation occurs during catastrophe. Catastrophe brings out some of the best in people. In extreme situations, you start worrying about the tribe, the collective, as we saw in Hurricane Katrina. I'm obviously not in favor of catastrophic illness or hurricanes, but I'm not in favor of sanitizing or controlling the lives of our kids either. That's a catastrophe too. Teens who are told what grades to earn, what colleges to go to, what person to marry, what to major in, are not finding their way. They're finding somebody else's way. Students' families who purchase achievements for them they could not qualify to earn on their own are dealt a mean blow, though only some will know it. But why should this cause such anger and frustration in my part? Reason? We've steered out way into an epidemic and anxiety that our communities could never even have dreamed up, and it is brain injuring education. At the Brain Injury Conference, keynote author, adventurer, and environmentalist Rebecca Solnit was reminding me how therapeutic life is on the road. Life is real and uncertain. And she was reminding me how living in certainty is often the same as living in anxiety. It is uncertainty that drives us, engages us in real life. It is uncertainty that draws the essential out of us and that burnishes the character. Uncertainty is the lab where courage is conjured up. Courageous kids are taught that if you run from the things that frighten you, they'll follow you until you take control of your emotional response to them. Real teachers teach that. And I want the Grauer School to, always. Grauer School legend Trevor Alsen takes preppy kids who rarely walk off pavement far down the Baja wilderness and puts them out to swim with whales. Then he takes courses with them as they get hunting licenses and takes them out to hunt pigs and fowls. And when they return home, ragged and real, they dispense with the controlled definitions of success, we hope. The controlled definition of education, and we can develop courageous, high-integrity kids. But for the most part, we're not raising courageous kids. And the only reason this failure is not obvious is because we don't even think about it, don't even value courage. I did a study of this and found that courage is a core value in approximately 0% of all schools. We're too busy raising anxious kids, spectators, tightly under our controls and safe goals. We are too busy talking about excellence. Add to these controls the insidious, anxiety-provoking externalities the rising generation can only stand by and observe in a state of victimhood. Climate chaos, plastic taking over the seas, techno-catatonia, mass extinction is the great American spectator sport. We love watching it on TV and Facebooking it. Education is a spectator sport conducted almost entirely in a chair. These trends are impacting students' subconsciousness and peace of mind. Students grow up not knowing the difference between artificial turf and earth. Let this be our prevailing metaphor as caveat. 21 to 25% of teens today have had anxiety diagnoses, but many more report it undiagnosed. In a nationwide study, 61% said they suffer from overwhelming anxiety from time to time. Anxious kids are taught that if you hear hoofprints, you must think horses. Safe odds. Greta Thunberg, a student from Stockholm, went on strike because she said her elders were doing nothing about climate change. She was practically alone at first, but people eventually heard the hooves. And they weren't horses. Just this past January, 30,000 students walked out of classes for climate change. Greta is a 15-year-old. She heard a zebra. Greta has now been a speaker at Davos and the United Nations and would be a perfect candidate for the Grauer School Highest School Honors, which is our annual Resourcefulness Award. Inspired by her on this very day, the Ides of March, students in schools all over the world and in every U.S. state are participating in a protest for climate change. I follow the young people, staging walkouts, setting their own levels for mastery, writing proposals, and embracing the unmeasurable. If we're willing to watch our children move towards what others cringe from or avoid, express their agency like Greta, we can be teachers again. Full catastrophe teachers. The Grauer School is a zebra by design. We are untamable, though there will never be a time people are not attempting to fix that. We belong outdoors. We try not to blame kids for being victims of the fear gripping them, the fear that seizes control of their lives and of their educational outcomes. We're not going to blame the victims, our teens, because the right thing to do is to blame ourselves. Today's anxious kids are our victims, too, because we play along too much. And the latest big college bribe scandal is the best evidence we could get ever. the crooked rules of the game. Here is the path you should take. We've stood and watched it unfold, watched the college system gaming, watched the fear and anxiety and not spoken up. We've watched the smart money turn youth and education into a lonely and immoral contest. When I consider all the things that caused me to found a school years ago, all the problems and pathologies and fears, all those things are getting worse. A poem for our teens. Listen and learn. I will listen to your concerns about all that life will throw at your ups and downs, troubles swirling around like clouds. Hold on tight. Withstand the storms of life to gain strength and wisdom. Listen and learn. Sandy Swallow, Lakota, Northern Cheyenne. Thank you.